Moose Jaw's downtown became the scene of an animated demonstration during lunch hour on March 18, as student-athletes rallied before City Hall to express their frustration with the possibility of Hoopla 2024 being cancelled. The possible cancellation is the result of a newly announced withdrawal of extracurricular activities as negotiations between the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, STF, and the provincial government seem to remain at a standstill. "We want Hoopla," the crowd chanted, along with cries of, "Let us play." Students arrived around 12:15 p.m., and an estimated 45 to 50 students faced gusting winds in a show of support for Hoopla 2024. The reaction from motorists was overwhelmingly positive as most passers-by laid down the horn in a show of support. City Hall itself was chosen primarily due to the proximity to Central Collegiate and the high-visibility location. "We found out that the strike, action, is happening on Thursday and Friday. It was basically, what can we do to try and make it happen, and, at least show that we care and that it is affecting all of us," said Lucy McLean, one of the demonstrators and a grade 11 student at Central Collegiate. "Even if it doesn't change a whole lot, at least we will try and show that we care and fight for it." The demonstration was organized quickly, and the group came together after a rapid decision to do something in response to the announcement made by the Teachers Federation earlier on March 18. Despite the short notice, McLean said the group organized pretty quickly and faced little difficulty. "Everyone decided that they wanted to do their part and do something small, even if it's not a lot. We didn't have to beg for everyone to come. Our whole team was willing to make posters and come out and do whatever it takes to show that we care as a student." McLean said everyone on Central's team has felt the strain of ongoing negotiations, and she said it has been hard to deal with the constant back-and-forth announcements. "Everyone feels like we're kind of pawns in the whole negotiation," she admitted. McLean, who plays point guard and wing with the Central Cyclone, said the annual Hoopla tournament is more than just another sporting event. "Every practice, game, and lesson is experienced as a preparation for the Hoopla tournament in everyone's mind. It's been super heartbreaking and disappointing to see all of our grade 12s losing the biggest event in basketball that there is this year," she said. "It's the everything of basketball all year. The demonstrating students simply want the biggest tournament of the year to proceed as planned, as it represents the culmination of all their hopes, efforts, and hard work throughout the semester. We hope that the government and everyone who is stopping all the sports hears that we understand where they're coming from. The teachers, we get it, and we support you guys," McLean confirmed. "But this would mean a lot to have this one last go at provincials for all of us." McLean, speaking on behalf of everyone at the demonstration, said the group is optimistic about the possibility of something positive resulting from the effort. Her intention is to keep fighting, and the students are now planning to follow up with emails, video submissions, and anything else they can to rally around the cause. "I think that, if enough people show that they care and show that this means a lot, something positive could come of it." The STF has announced that the decision to proceed with or to cancel Hoopla 2024 will depend on the government's response, and the final announcement will be made on Wednesday, March 20, at 3 p.m. For updated information on the status of Hoopla 2024, visit shsaa.ca.